I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp. The secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Go Bears! What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, October 2nd. That feels weird to say. And this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And we got to get right into it because A.J. Brown spoke to the media on Wednesday, the first time he's spoken since he had his tweet after the game on Sunday that obviously caused a lot of, a lot of drama, a lot of talking. So he spoke, and I'm going to play for you guys his full press conference because I want you to hear everything he had to say and how he expressed everything himself. So I'm going to play that for you guys. I'll give my thoughts on it. A few Jalen Hurts quotes for you guys because he spoke as well. And then we're going to preview an actual football game and get into the Broncos wide receivers versus the Eagles secondary and a real look at the passing game that the Broncos have. So first up, though, as much as I want to get right into the AJ thing, you know, we got to start how we always do with what is on the schedule for today. Today, the Eagles are back at work. We'll see if AJ talks again. I feel like the drama will be less than it was on Wednesday. Practice is at 2:15, and then at 4:30, the locker room opens up. The injury report. So Dallas Goedert did not practice on Wednesday due to a knee injury, and then limited were Jalen Carter with a shoulder injury. N'Kobe Dean back at practice. He was limited today with a knee injury as the team did open his 21-day practice window. We'll see if he plays on Sunday. I'd kind of be surprised. I feel like they're going to give him a few practices before he gets back out there. Adoree Jackson limited with a groin injury and Lane Johnson limited with a shoulder injury. I think Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson are going to play. I do not think N'Kobe's going to play. And Adoree Jackson, we'll see. I'll try to get a better read on that for you guys throughout the week. But I'm not sure what his status will be. Dallas Goedert, not practicing with a knee injury. Not sure if it's that same knee injury, if it's that same knee or not that caused him to miss the week two game against the Chiefs. But he did take a big hit. If you watch the game, when he catches that pass down the seam, he does get a big hit. Now, he's a tough guy. He played through it. We'll see if he plays on Sunday. They have a quick turnaround for Thursday against the Giants. Now, the Giants have that horrendous turf, so I would maybe skip him for that game. But it wouldn't shock me at all if he missed the game against the Broncos. I think there's a decent chance he won't play in that game. So that's the injury report. I think we'll have more throughout the week, obviously, and get a better read on things. But I think Goddard's status definitely up in the air for Sunday. All right, so A.J. Brown spoke to the media on Wednesday. Let me set the scene for you guys. So basically, the locker room opens at 4:20. And when we're waiting to get in the locker room, we all stand outside this path on the outside. The Eagles open the door. We go into the facility. We walk into the locker room. And as you would expect, it was a big crowd on Wednesday. Lots of people wanting to hear from A.J. Lots of media sending, you know, their cameras. And so we get in there. I was first in line. Had to make sure I was up front for you guys. And AJ is not in the locker room. So we all crowd around his locker. And it's funny, like all my years doing this, there are just days where you stand outside of a player's locker the entire time and they never come out. But you have to be there just in case they talk. So there was probably 5 or so minutes of standing around. Players were definitely kind of laughing at like, oh, look at all the media standing around AJ, like crowding around their lockers. And AJ came out. So AJ came to his locker, he gave a statement, and then he took questions. So I am going to play the entire press conference for you guys so that you can hear it for yourself. And then I'll give you my takeaways, but this way you can have your own takeaways as well. So here's AJ Brown's full press conference on Wednesday, starting with his statement.
First off, I want to start out by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continued to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody. You know, like I said, I take full accountability. I have an open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page. Here you go. Go ahead.
What are your frustrations?
I think it's normal to have frustrations because of the standard that we hold ourselves to, you know, and we have a lot of talent on offense. And to be honest, you know, defense and special teams have been low-key carrying us, you know, and it's just like, we need to clean up what we need to clean up and get on the same page and, you know, and play to the building that we say that we can and be who we are called to be. So it's a standard that we preach. And so, so it's easy to have that frustration. I think it's fair to have that frustration. But like I said, I just can't let that boil over. So.
Based on the content of that tweet, it seemed like maybe you were feeling like you weren't being listened to. Is that the case or is that not the case?
No, again, like I said, the tweet wasn't directed at anyone because, you know, I am missing two. Like I said, I have an open communication with my coaches, Nick, KP. I talk all the time with those guys. Nick FaceTime me on Monday when I'm not in the building. This is like a every weekly thing, you know. It's the relationship that we have. So that's not the case at all.
That first post account, that it was posted on September 3rd. It might be a... been on your mind for a while?
Nah. I mean, obviously, you know, you can use that verse for anything in life, you know, so like I said, it's not directed at anyone. Obviously, I got a lot of stuff on my phone. I got a lot of memes on my phone, as you know, people know, so I'm the meme king.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball. So I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP, call this and call that. You know, that's the player I am, you know. So.
How about during the week, what's your communication with him like?
We're always trying to just get better. We in the meetings, we're talking and talking through things. So,
just to clarify, AJ, are you happy here?
Absolutely. This is home. This is my home. You know, it's unfortunately I did it to myself. You know, I won't even say unfortunately I did it to myself. But this is my home, man. I love it here. You know, but you just see frustration because obviously, you know, we want to be great, and most definitely, I want to be great as well. So.
Do you feel like there's misconception? I'm sure you saw it all over social media. Do you feel like there's misconception of how that tweet or the messaging was construed?
Yeah, I think so. I take accountability for that, you know. But I think it's fair to, you know, to want the ball, to get us going, you know. Like last week against the Rams, you know, I caught the sluggo, got the offense going next play, opened up for Dallas Goedert. The safety came over to my side and opened it up. So. You know, I don't think it's a bad thing for wanting the ball. It's not just for targets or anything to put numbers up. But, no, I see that that we're struggling, and I'm a guy that wants the ball in those times when we can't find a way. Give it to me. Like when the game's on the line, give the ball to me. I want that. I want that pressure. I put it on myself, you know, and I work hard for it. And so and that's what, you know, the misconstruction or whatever you misconstrue, you know, whatever perspective you can about me, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't care, to be honest, because my teammates know. My teammates know that when the game's on the line, look at me, you know, and I want everybody in the stadium to know that, you know. That's not a secret. You know, I'm not shying away from that. And so that's when you see that frustration because that hunger comes out. And so I see me struggling, and I believe that. You give the ball to me, I'm going to open up things, and I'm going to get this thing going. You can put it on my back. So
you said it's not directed anywhere. What was your, I guess, your intent?
So there it is. There is AJ talking about the tweet. So, all right, couple things. First, in my years covering the team, it's kind of unusual for someone to come out and give a statement right away. Normally, he just comes to the locker. Like, I've been at other AJ pressers like this, and he just takes questions, right? So I think that you could feel the seriousness of the situation. Like, having been around AJ, he's very good in media settings like this. He's savvy. He's smart. Like, he can be funny. He's good at diffusing a situation. I thought he came across very, like, buttoned up and kind of, like, saying what he felt he needed to say based off talking to everybody in the building. So you could hear kind of like a uneasiness in his voice. Like he sounded a little unnatural at first. I think he definitely regrets sending the tweet because of the drama. I think he's still very frustrated. And I think that frustration has not been solved. So if the hope was he would talk and this goes away, like I don't think this goes away. How many catches he has on Sunday is going to be perhaps more important than the score, right? And if he has a bad game and they lose, I don't know if he talks to the media. A couple other things. Let me say this one first. So I think that because of the idea that AJ is unhappy that they're 4-0 despite getting the ball, the idea that AJ is unhappy even though they are 4-0 and he just wants the ball, it's something me and James talked about earlier this week. Like, it's a thin line, and it sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but like you can kind of hear it there. And being around AJ, I don't think he's just saying it. I think AJ wants the ball, but I do think a good portion of why he wants the ball is because he knows the team is better when he's getting the ball, and he knows the passing game has not been good. You can hear him in there. He says it like the passing game wasn't good last year, hasn't been good this year. So I think he knows the passing game is not where it needs to be. Like AJ's in the meetings all week. AJ knows how it's supposed to be run. And obviously he feels it's not being run correctly. So if you think AJ is being selfish in this instance, I think the selfishness of AJ is more tweeting and causing a storm than wanting the ball. AJ should want the ball. And I know he got 9 targets, but we all agree in watching that the targets were trash. Like the balls weren't thrown well. He didn't really have a chance to catch them. So is AJ as a receiver, like, he's not a diva, but obviously when a receiver wants the ball, it's like, well, of course a receiver wants the ball. All receivers want the ball. And I think that's true. Like, AJ wants to go to the Hall of Fame. AJ wants all the work he does to pay off. But I do also believe genuinely that if like Devontae has 150 yards on Sunday and AJ has 70, I think he'll feel good, right? Obviously, if over weeks he's not getting the ball a ton, that's different. But I truly, truly believe AJ wants to win. And that's where the frustration comes from. So you can believe me, you can not believe me. I just think that there is not as much selfishness in this as people think. So, all right. So that was the first thing. The second thing is there's been a lot of speculation about who it's about, right? And AJ comes out, he says it's not about anybody. Okay. I don't know if I believe that. You guys can believe it if you want. Like, that's just an opinion at this point, right? He says it's not about anybody. I thought it was noteworthy in there. So, like, let's talk about the two different things it could be, right? Because people kind of thought it was either about the coaches or about Jalen. So he says in there that Nick FaceTimes him all the time. They talk every Monday, even if he's not in the building. He says that's the relationship they have, right? And so, like, right there, it's obviously not about the coaches. He calls Kevin Petullo KP. He says they, you know, like, so it's not about the coaches. Is he frustrated with the passing game and are the coaches involved in that? Yes. Or do they maybe see eye to eye on every single thing they do in the offense? Maybe not. But there is zero chance that tweet causing this stir was about the coaches. Zero. Now, this is just my opinion. I thought it was noteworthy that he did not call Jalen like by name. He just called him the quarterback, right? He calls Nick Sirianni Nick. He calls Kevin Petullo KP, and he doesn't say Jalen's name. And then when asked about like how's the chemistry and do you guys like talk, he's basically like, yeah, in meetings, right? And I'll play this audio here. So Jalen at his press conference was also asked about this. At one point, he's like, how is your relationship with AJ? He says, good, one word answer. And then he's asked, I thought it was a good question. Like the question, you'll hear it actually. So I'm going to play the question and the answer when Jalen's asked about if he talks to AJ extra when something like this is going on.
They go back long ways, obviously. You know, he has been good friends for a number of years. Do you guys have like extra conversations, I guess, when, you know, a day like Sunday happens and, you know, you might be frustrated with certain things that are going on?
Just focus on the work.
So what do you guys think? Like, what do you think when you hear that? When you hear the way AJ talks about it, about Jalen, and the way Jalen answers that question. And I know Jalen is not going to wax poetically. It's just like not who he is. But here's my thing with all this, right? Do I think AJ is frustrated with the passing game? Yes. Do I think AJ wants the ball? Yes. Do I think AJ is mad at the coaches? No. Do I think AJ thinks the reason the passing game isn't going well is because of Jalen? Yes. Do I think Jalen and AJ are as close as they were when they first got here? I don't have a true answer to that because I can only go off of like social media posts and stuff. But when they first got here, it was like FaceTiming each other. It was, you know, like all types of stuff. Now it's not that. So do I think the main problem here is the passing game? No. I think the main problem is Jalen and AJ don't get along. I mean, that's just my opinion. But I think the main problem here is that they're not as close as they used to be, and there seems to be tension there. And so when we talk about how this season will play out, like Jalen and AJ have to be, in my opinion, they have to get along better. I don't know how else to say it. Like the team is not going to be as good as they can be if two key figures and the two most important figures in the passing game aren't on the same page. So that's just my opinion. When you listen, I'll be curious to hear what you think. But yeah, so for now, like AJ's talked, like they've talked, or AJ has talked, and he won't get asked about it, you know, again tomorrow. We won't get asked about it again on Friday. But if the passing game's not good on Sunday, like there'll be frustrations. And I think the main issue they have going on right now is I don't think AJ and Jalen are on the same page. And that's a problem that they're going to have to deal with in the future. Okay, let's get into something Nick Sirianni had to say on Wednesday when he spoke to the media. There was a lot of things he spoke about, but obviously with AJ Brown being the topic of conversation on Wednesday, we're just going to play the one thing. So I thought it was noteworthy, and I feel like with the whole discussion this week about the AJ stuff and the relationships and all that, like it was an important thing. So Tim McManus, VSPN, shout out Tim McManus, asked him this question, and it was basically like, how do you make sure that the team's having fun? In the past, Nick has really emphasized like celebrations. He puts up pictures in the hallway of his team celebrating. He pays attention to like what type of celebration they're doing. Who are people celebrating with? Like, it's important to him. So he asked about that. And he was asked about that on Wednesday, I guess would be the better way to put that. And he gave a long answer, as Nick does, but I think it's an important answer. So here is Nick talking about the team having fun.
You've emphasized in the past of making sure that you're making room for joy in this process, right? Where do you guys feel like you are with that? I know there's some frustration, at least on the offensive side of the ball. Where do you think you guys are in that respect?
Yeah, you got to give yourself, you know, points for wins, right? Because we're going to feel terrible about ourselves when we lose, and you know we're gonna take away points. You know, when you lose, you got to give yourself points for wins, and you got to enjoy it, because that, I mean, you're doing this to go. You're doing all these things because you love it. You're doing all these things so you can go out there and be at your best. You're doing all these things that we do throughout a week to continue to get better, and you have to be able to celebrate that when you win. I think. We got a lot better feel of that than we have had in the past, because one thing that I've said a lot is, you know, that Sunday, we got to celebrate this win in the locker room, on the plane ride, you know, whatever it is, you have to celebrate this win. But that, make no mistake about it, you want to continue to get better. And there's opportunities after each game to get better. And so that's okay when you come in Monday. Like, no one should be feeling themselves from the game still right now. Really, hopefully that was done on Monday after we went through the game. You feel good that you won, but you got a lot to correct. I think at the end of the day, you're trying to judge everything based off of, I'm trying to judge everything based off of, did we, I know I sound like a broken record, but it is like, we're all judged on wins and losses, but I'm looking at every game. Did we play tough? Did we play in toughness? Did we play with relentless effort? Did we play mentally tough? Did we play physically tough? Did we play detailed? You know, did we play with great fundamentals? Did we play with good situational football? Were we all on the same page? You know, what's your grade for that? Did we play together, right? And, you know, we have ways to be able to judge that as well. So when you come out of a game, I'm always looking at that. Like, did we do those things? And if you did those things and you won, great, right? If you did those things and you lost, you can handle that, because you know if you do those things consistently, good things are going to happen and you're going to keep getting better. If you didn't do those things and win, you don't like that either. If you didn't do those things and lost, you'd like that even less. So that's how you go about, you know, that's our standard, and that's how you go about it. And so it doesn't mean, I think anytime you win though, Tim, you have to enjoy it and you have to celebrate it, because that's what you do this for. You go through it for this. To be able to look your teammates in the face, know you gave everything that you had, and that joy that you get. There's nothing like it. I feel bad that you guys can't come into the locker room until 15 minutes afterwards, because there's nothing like that feeling after a win that you get. And you got to be able to enjoy that, and you got to be able to celebrate that. But that doesn't mean that there's any contentment in any way, because that's how I'm looking at it every time. Not after we won and lost. Not if we won or lost the game, but did we play to our standard in toughness, right? Did we play to our standard in detail? Did we play our standard in together? And that's why you spend so much time as a coach, of making sure that the job description of toughness, detailed, together is very clear of what you expect, because then you can, what you can measure, you can improve.
So me and James touched on this in the last pod, but I think it's worth reiterating after you listen to Nick talk about that. It is crucial that the Eagles have fun this season. Like, crucial. 2023 was just like it was a drag. Like, the team all year was just like, you know, and obviously in the moments, like, you don't pick up on it, but then you have the ability to hindsight and you look back and it like just wasn't fun. And like, they were playing bad every week and they knew they were playing bad and that was upsetting the mood. And then like just all types of things. Right. And then there was the Brandon Graham comment that year about how they don't have to be friends. They just have to be coworkers. Like, that's not true. They have to be friends. Like, this team, they got to get along. And I'm not saying they do or don't. I'm just saying the last time they came off of a Super Bowl, they had an ugly, like, slog it out season. And it's important they don't have that season this year. Obviously, they're better this year. The defense is better. They are Super Bowl champions. And having a better team like can be the difference between a collapsing and not collapsing. If the 2023 Eagles don't give up a touchdown against the Seahawks in the last few minutes, like, do they still collapse? If the 2023 Eagles don't lose to the Cardinals in a close game, do they still collapse? Like, I don't know, right? So having a better defense obviously is going to matter. But when I think back of to that team and why they fell apart, I don't think about the defense. Like, it's part of it, but I mostly just think about they weren't having fun. The locker room was not a place they enjoyed going into as much. So I just
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Just think it's critical that the 2025 Eagles make sure that whatever's going on with AJ and whatever is going on with like not playing well, like they got to have fun again. They got to get back to having fun. And it's good to hear Nick emphasize that because I do think it is crucially important for them to get back to the 24 team and to like being a team that can repeat as Super Bowl champions because they have the talent to do it. It's just a matter of whether or not they can do it. And that sounds simplistic, but like physically they have the ability. It's mentally, can they get through this and repeat? And I think they have a good chance, but I also know that if they don't have a good culture and a good locker room, like it won't matter how good they are physically. So on the other side, we're going to continue our preview of the Eagles versus the Denver Broncos, a tough matchup, like no getting around it. It's a tough matchup. And we're going to talk about the Eagles defensive backs and passing defense against the Broncos passing game. And we're going to talk about a little Bo Nix on the other side. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get into a matchup in this game that really should be where the Eagles, if they win, this should be where they win it. It's a lot of tough matchups in this game for the Eagles. The offense, defensive line, we'll talk about later in the week. Tough matchup for the Eagles. The Eagles passing game versus the Broncos secondary. Tough matchup for the Eagles. The Eagles secondary versus the Broncos passing game, that should be, if the Eagles win the game, where they should win the game. Each week when we do this, we go over the receivers versus the corners, because most weeks, you guys already know about the quarterbacks, right? Like week one, Dak Prescott. We know about Dak Prescott. Week two, Patrick Mahomes. You've heard of him. Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield. Like these guys, like I can have opinions on them, but I'm not telling you anything you don't know about them. Bo Nix is a different situation. Bo Nix is a second-year quarterback, rookie last year out of Oregon. And so let's talk about him, where he's at, and just what to know about him. So this year so far, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 65% completion percentage, just under 900 yards passing, and a quarterback rating of 87.9. So he's a decent passer. Like he's not a special passer. He has a strong arm, but he is not an overly accurate passer. He won't pick apart defenses up and down the field. He's like an adequate to below average passer. And he is very hit or miss. Like Vic Fangio talked earlier this week about him and said he reminds him a lot of Baker Mayfield. Like it might be Baker Mayfield's younger brother. And you can see that when you watch him. Like he can move in a similar way Baker can, but he is not Jalen Hurts. He's not Josh Allen. He's certainly not Jamar. He's certainly not Lamar Jackson, but he can move. So he has 25 carries this year for 78 yards, a touchdown, 4 first downs. But really what he is like I said, he is hit or miss. He is, and this is such a good, like a telling stat here. So he has the 5th most turnover-worthy plays in the NFL among quarterbacks this year. He has 7 turnover-worthy plays, 5th most in the NFL. On the flip side of that, he has 9 big-time throws. He's got 5 so far. So each game, he's having basically 1 turnover-worthy play, and then each game, he's having 1 big-time throw that, you know, is impressive. So he is what a young quarterback is. He makes mistakes, but when you're a first-round pick, when you are a quarterback in your second year, like, you're also going to have those moments that show why you were a first-round pick. And building off last year, I didn't think he was that great last year. I read in the Jimmy Kempsky article today that he finished 64th on the NFL Top 100, which seems crazy to me. Like, I'm shocked by that, if that's true. But he was average last year. So last year, he was a 20th quarterback overall in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. And then as a passer, he was a little worse, 24th. And that makes sense. Like, he's a hit or miss passer that can move a little bit, but probably at this point, not a great passer, or at least a better runner at this point than a passer. And then this year, he's been even worse than he was last year statistically. He's 43rd, according to Pro Football Focus, as their overall graded quarterback, and 41st as a passer. So last year showed potential. You know, obviously, I think he deserved the job coming into this year, but he's been worse this year. And he's a quarterback that the Eagles should be able to take advantage of. He is a quarterback that the Eagles should not allow to throw the ball on them, especially going up against Vic Fangio. And Vic didn't want to talk about it this week. He, you know, got a little snarky at one of the reporters in a lighthearted way about all the Denver questions he was getting asked. But you can't tell me Vic's not thinking about it. Going against the team he was a head coach at, he got fired. Like, there's got to be a little bit of bad blood there, at least bad memories from his time with Denver. So you combine the fact that Vic is going up against his former team with the fact he's going up against a young quarterback, and it should be a rough week to be Bo Nix. Now, the flip side of that is, because of how good their offensive line is, he has had some time back there. So they're 10th in the league in passing attempts. They throw it quite a bit. They're 16th in the league in yards per attempt. So right there, average in the middle as a passing offense. They throw it down the field, 14 attempts of 20 plus yards. So, you know, at this point, a little, like roughly three times a game, they throw it 20 plus yards. And in those 14 attempts, they have six completions, four touchdowns, and one interception. And as I mentioned, some big time throws too, ninth in the league in big time throws. So they have a good offensive line. They have good receivers, who we'll talk about in a minute. But Bo Nix is the weak part of this team. If the Eagles win the game, it should be because they expose Bo Nix and they don't let him have a good game. If they do lose the game, it'll be because Bo Nix moves around. It'll be because the defensive line doesn't get pressure. And I don't care how good your secondary is, if you're going up against good receivers and the quarterback has time back there.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's going to be a tough day. So who are these receivers that the Eagles will be matched up against? Well, the Broncos have a good trio of receivers, including one guy I really liked coming out of the draft. And as always, I feel like I'm elite at scouting wide receivers, and I feel like I hit this one in Troy Franklin. But he's not their number one receiver. Their number one receiver is Courtland Sutton. Has been there a long time. There's been trade rumors about him in the past, but he seems to pretty much be locked in there. 6'4", 216 pounds. He has 27 targets so far this year, 18 catches, almost 300 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He's a really good player. He's tall. He wins 50-50 passes. He's a down-the-field threat. And he lines up, you know, he lines up on both sides of the field. Now, unlike some of the number one receivers the Eagles have faced in the past few weeks, he doesn't go in the slot as much. He has been outside for 190 snaps so far this season and only 37 in the slot. So he'll do it, but he's mostly on the outside. And then when he's on the outside, he leans to the left, 117 snaps on the left, 73 on the right. So when the huddle breaks, the Eagles can count on Cortland Sutton going to the outside, and they can mostly count on him going to the left. The question is, will they have Quinyon follow him? Will they have Quinyon play the majority of the snaps on him? Because Keeley, like, is actually a decent matchup for Cortland Sutton when you consider the size Keeley has, the physicality he has in his game. Tackling is something he has to work on, which is what Vic Fangio highlighted this week. But in terms of, like, sticky man coverage, he was good with that last week, and he has the size to compete with Cortland Sutton. So I don't know if you need to have Quinyon follow Cortland Sutton. He is not a Mike Evans. He's not a, you know, a CeeDee Lamb. He's not those kind of guys, right? So I think that mostly the Eagles will probably let Quinyon and Keeley play on their respective sides and see where you know, who goes out there. Now, if Cortland Sutton is having a good game, then maybe you start to have Quinyon follow him. But I think you can feel pretty good about Keeley and Quinyon on their respective sides. Now, on the other side of Cortland Sutton is Marvin Mims Jr. And he does not have the size that Cortland Sutton has. 5'11", 182 pounds. He lines up predominantly out wide as well. 82 snaps out wide, 29 snaps in the slot. He was a second-round pick out of Oklahoma in 2023. 16 targets this year, 12 catches, just over 100 yards, and one touchdown. So while he's their number two outside receiver, he is not their number two receiver. Their number two receiver is Troy Franklin out of Oregon, a guy I really liked coming out of the 2024 draft, and I feel validated with that. He's 6'3", 187 pounds, really good speed, 27 targets, so he's tied with Cortland Sutton for the most targets on the team. He has the same amount of catches as Cortland Sutton as well, both at 18. He just doesn't have the yards that Cortland Sutton has. Cortland Sutton, like I said, 266, so I guess it's not really right under 300. It's more around 250. Troy Franklin only has 196 yards and one touchdown, but he's got potential. He's got size. He's got speed. He's a good player, and he predominantly lines up in the slot, so this will be a tough matchup for Cooper DeJean. Cooper doesn't have the size that Troy Franklin does. Cooper has played well this year, and Troy Franklin's a good matchup. So he 109 snaps in the slot, 70 snaps out wide. When he's out wide, he goes on both sides as well, 33 to the left, 37 to the right. So for the most part, Troy Franklin is going to see a lot of Cooper DeJean. That's one matchup I think, you know, you'll see mostly throughout the game. And then it'll be a matter of, on the outside, do they feel a need to have Quinyon follow Cortland Sutton and put Marvin Mims across from Keeley. Now, Marvin Mims, 5'11", speedy guy, not a good matchup for Keeley. I actually think Cortland Sutton is a better matchup for him in a weird way, even though he's a better receiver. I just think physically he matches more what Keeley does well than Marvin Mims does. So the receivers are good. They're not great, but they're good. The key is going to be getting to Bo Nix. Now, we're going to talk later in the week about their offensive line, the Broncos offensive line, I should say, but it's a good offensive line. Now, he's had a good offensive line this year, and the passing numbers haven't been great, so he just is not a great quarterback. He's not even really a good quarterback at this point, but the key to making life easier on Keeley and Quinyon and Cooper is to get to Bo Nix and make him make a mistake. And I think looking at this matchup overall, like, the key is going to be Bo Nix. The key is going to be getting to Bo Nix, making sure he's not comfortable. And if they do that, I think they have a good chance to win the game. And if they don't do that, the matchups around the field are tougher, and it could be the Eagles' first loss of the season. So that'll do it for today's Go Birds podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.